In her new book, The Whole Woman, Germaine Greer says, "This sequel to The Female Eunuch is the book I said I would never write." Book critic Maureen Corrigan says Greer should have stuck to her original resolution.
For days after finishing Germaine Greer's new book, The Whole Woman, I tried to figure out why, more than most other foolish books I've read, it made me so angry. I think I've got it. As a professor, I spend semester after semester listening to young women assure me that the women's movement is no longer necessary, that the battles for equal opportunity and the right to reproductive freedom have been won. A lot of these young women tell me they would never, ever call themselves feminists, because to them, the term conjures up humorless, extremist man-haters. So now here comes Germaine Greer, one of the most publicly recognized and sexy and witty feminists of the second wave. In this folly of a sequel to her 1970 classic, The Female Eunuch, Greer defends the barbaric practice of female genital mutilation because it's something that women do to women, denounces tests for cervical cancer because they're a tool of the male medical establishment concentrated on bringing women under lifelong control, and celebrates nonsensical theories of women's moral superiority to men at every turn. Thanks a lot, Germaine. If Newt Gingrich and Kathy Lee Gifford had collaborated on a book about feminism, it couldn't be dopier. The writing style of The Whole Woman is, in some ways, even more of a disappointment than the book's substance. After all, Greer was always applauded more for her roar than her rigor. 30 years ago, critics knocked The Female Eunuch for its intellectually shaky condemnation of psychoanalysis and its insistence that the tsunami-like force of the unrestrained female libido would propel women toward liberation. But what fun most of Greer's original audience had reading The Female Eunuch. Women just coming to feminist consciousness reveled in her outrageous metaphors, her fury, her sly humor, her raunchiness. If the book hasn't aged as well as some other feminist classics, it's because Greer's social commentary was off-the-cuff stuff, packing the shock of the new. In contrast, The Whole Woman exudes a kind of piously offended tone. Greer has all but abandoned the literary references which enlivened and expanded her points in The Female Eunuch. Here, she supports her pronouncements on subjects ranging from plastic surgery to women in the military by citing statistics without clear or even humanly imaginable sources. For instance, she declares that, "Of all the women now alive in California, only half will be buried with their wombs." Huh? Who can possibly be counting? Greer's message has also changed drastically in this sequel. As journalist Christine Wallace recounts in her recent unauthorized biography of Greer called Untamed Shrew, Greer originally was hailed as well as assailed for her sexual sermonizing, for her core belief that women, to be fully liberated, should indulge in promiscuous heterosexual relations. In The Whole Woman, however, Greer has soured on sexual intercourse, denouncing what she sees as the symbolic nature of intercourse as an act of domination. From intercourse as often and with as many partners as possible to preferably no intercourse at all, Greer seems to have one of those minds that only thinks in extremes, rejecting nuance as a sign of weakness. The passing decades have also made Greer into more of a difference feminist. You know the rap, even if you're unfamiliar with the term. Women are naturally more cooperative, peace-loving, and all-round angelic than their ape-like male counterparts. Greer used to be more alert to crucial issues of class, education, and employment opportunity. Now she avows that woman is the overriding category. Towards the end of her book, she says, "Deciding which behaviors mirror female and which the castrated form of the feminine is not easy until menopause burns off the impurities. What remains in the crucible after that proof is the whole woman." I'm truly sorry to say that the impure opinions and exuberance that have burned off of Greer in the last 30 years were far more interesting than what remains.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. I'm Terry Gross.